This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And truly be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged, right? Find out what's going on and where you want to be engaged and how you want to be involved. And truly engage. I know, it sounds like I'm saying the same thing over and over again. I am, for a reason. You're not listening. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Go ahead and write it down, joe@therealside.com. And you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, I believe. The video's up live there, too, right? I mean, on the website and other places. If you have to listen on your smartphone, and we have a smartphone app. We have a pretty darn good smartphone app. You can find it at the Apple Store. You can find it at the Android Store. It'll allow you to listen. It'll allow you to do all kinds of stuff, including chat room each other right on your phone. You can send me an email right from your phone. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do from your phone. So again, as I said, I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me and how much you get involved in what we have going on. So we'll start off with this one first, but I want to get to the suicide game. Just amazing. Just stupid. And some of you parents who aren't paying attention to what your kids are doing, shame on you. This is where your kids don't necessarily have a right to have privacy. Check out their phones. Look at what they're looking at. Check out what they're playing. Now, a sign stating "In God We Trust" will soon be displayed somewhere in the Adams County Courthouse, with a location to be determined soon. Now, members of the Adams County Board of Supervisors voted 7-0 during their regular meeting Tuesday to approve a resolution requested by a Holt County woman, Barbato, who lived north of O'Neill. Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your names right. I'm sorry if I'm not doing it on purpose. Which is just north of Holt County. She told the supervisors on August 21st that she accepted a challenge 3 years ago from Jackie Sullivan of California with In God We Trust America, who needed a volunteer in each state with the goal of placing In God We Trust somewhere on the walls of the courthouse in every county. Now, Otto said that currently 35 states are involved in the campaign. The United States Congress passed an act in 1956 adopting In God We Trust is the official motto of the United States. And this is the one I love. And I'll tell you why. Because you have people running up and down the state of California and other states that are trying to get it removed, that say it's unconstitutional. And those are the people that with very low information, very low IQ. Because do your homework first. Find out what the Supreme Court said. Find out what the Congress said and did. And Congress has passed three subsequent affirmation resolutions, the most recent coming up in 2011. I realize before you write me an email or stick it on the Facebook or website, here's how it works. I know that a resolution isn't law. Okay? But this has been challenged, and the courts have struck, you know, it's fine. The courts have said this is fine. It's not just the God, specific God, which should make some of you Christians nuts, but it's really a part of our culture. It's a part of our history. It's a part of our heritage. Otto said that she pays her own gas and expenses as she visits counties. She said that Adam County was the 74th Nebraska county. She's been to a bunch of them in the last 3 years. She presented a letter for the Pacific Justice Institute saying that they would defend the challenge pro bono should it occur. Gotta love those guys. Gotta get them back on the show. Brad Dacus. They're not afraid of anything. They will take anything and anyone on. God bless them. Several board members said during the discussion they received a lot of public feedback about possibly putting an In God We Trust sign in the courthouse. None of the supervisors who said they received feedback said anything about receiving negative feedback. Supervisors discussed where to place the sign in the meeting. Do they want it in the boardroom? Do they want it in the stairs? Put it out where everybody will see it. Put it where people have to walk by to get into the courthouse so they really know, they really understand what our law is based on. When when Otto spoke to supervisors, she said she didn't recommend using taxpayer dollars to pay for the sign. That way, nobody can say that county money had been used for religious reasons. There are groups out there that will pay for this. And my understanding is the public is donating to it. So this is really, it's really good to see that there are people out there doing what I've been telling you to do for a long time. Right? If you do this, if you go out there, don't go out there being crazy and getting in their face and telling them how they have to do this. It won't get you anywhere. What you want to do is you want to make your case. You want to do it in a nice way. Don't be them. And you know what I mean by that. Don't be them. Don't be the one that's threatening violence. I'll fill this room up next time if you don't do what I want you to do. No, don't do that. I mean, frankly, get ready to do it from day one. Bring those people with you from day one. Otherwise, it is a threat. Then it becomes a challenge. Yeah. My hometown of Boston. God almost bless these people. An attorney is labeling as preposterous a federal ruling that allows the city of Boston to deny requests to fly a Christian flag. That's disgusting. Why would you want to do that? Another flag that represents peace. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We're good. good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always such a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just getting engaged and getting involved. That's really what it boils down to. You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. Right? You need to be part of what's happening. You need to be part of the... What's the word I'm looking for here? You want to be part of the solution and not the problem. And the only way you do that, truly do that, is you get involved. That's really the only way you make it happen. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, my home city of Boston have lost their minds again. According to One News Now, An organization known as Camp Constitution wanted to fly a Christian flag on a pole that Boston uses to fly all kinds of various flags. Now, alongside those poles fly the U.S. and the Massachusetts state flags. The United States District Court Judge Denise Casper said that the city policy against flying non-secular flags is reasonable based on the city of Boston's interest in avoiding the appearance of endorsing a particular religion. You know what? It is such a bullpucky line. A symbol does not endorse a religion. Anything that resembles a religious symbol doesn't mean that that city, that state, that organization, that building endorses the Christian religion. As the city has done in the past, it will allow plaintiffs to hold an event at City Hall Plaza. Casper declared in his remarks that were eventually put up at the Boston Globe. It will also give plaintiffs the opportunity to display the Christian flag while on the City Hall Plaza. But this will not be the case at the flagpole. The case is of personal interest to me for a variety of reasons, said the writer, one of which is that I used to work in a building right there on City Hall Plaza. And I'd see out of my window every day the three flagpoles that are in question here. Now, Massachusetts Family Institute President Andrew Beckwith wrote that one was the U.S. flag, the second was the state flag, and the third was sort of originally the city flag, but almost literally every day there was another flag going up on the flagpole. He said, we actually sort of had a little game in the office where we tried to figure out what the flag was going to be the next day or what the flag that they put out there actually represented. I mean, it's really good to put a flag up to represent a group, but you don't know who the flag belongs to. Yeah, I can see how that would make sense. Some flags were from other nations. Some symbols on those flags included crosses. Isn't that funny? Like, a lot of those countries who claim to be of Christian origin will have a Christian cross or a cross on the flag. I wonder now if they've stopped putting up the flags that have crosses on them. I don't know. The Christian flag includes a cross in the upper left-hand corner, for those of you who don't know. He said he also knew that there were certainly flags, and this is what I was getting to earlier, that actually have and had the Islamic crescent moon on them as part of the national flag. Also, the LGBT rainbow flag was flown pretty regularly. Transgender flag has been flown on that flagpole. I've never seen that one. Do I want to? Well. Again... If it's supposed to be a diversity pole, one that you're putting flags up of all nations, all credences, everything, then what's the problem? I mean, seriously, you're endorsing a religion, so are you endorsing everything else? Are you endorsing other countries when you see them up there? I mean, I'm just asking. Regardless, the pro-family leader maintained that one cannot take what is effectively a public forum, which is what they've made the city flagpole into, and then restrict it to not include certain flags or certain speech because it's religious in nature. You can't, under the First Amendment, discriminate against faith groups because they're a faith group. He's right. See, it's all or nothing. It's ironic that the city of Boston itself, which was such a deep history for a nation, there are Christian and religious symbols all over the place, literally carved in the stone of the State House. And the Boston Common. I mean, seriously, you're talking about a city that was deeply religious in its early days. You can't hide that. You can't take it away. You can't make it like it's never happened. This is the problem with a lot of these loons out there. They think simply by wiping it out of history, wiping it off, you know, taking the cross off the wall or out of the stone, maybe they're going to fill it with cement, I don't know. They think somehow, like, wow, they saved us from that. It'll never be talked about. No! So many of these old Eastern or East Coast cities are steeped in Christianity. They're steeped in religion. What do you think the meeting house was? Where do you think they met in the early days? The meeting house was the local church. Everybody knew where it was. Everybody knew to meet there. That's where they did business. That's where they discussed things going on in and around the city. But yet, somehow, all these years, we've forgotten our Christian roots, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I guess we're a little bit on the faithful side of things right now. Faithful cheerleaders won and win a major court battle. Right? And I did this a while back, but it's been appealed, and pretty much it's over now. So after years and years and years and years and years and years and years of legal battles, high school cheerleaders of Koontz Independent School District in Texas, right, they displayed a faith during the football game. And with another Supreme Court, I love it. I think this is wonderful. You know, they can't, they were told that they couldn't paint Bible verses on, what are those, the banners that the kids break through? The football players break through at the beginning of the game. They were told they couldn't put it on there. Now, you can put anything else on there. I can get pretty nasty, but I'm on the radio and I don't want to get thrown off. But there's all kinds of words and things you can put on there that's going to be defended as free speech. But no, you can't put a scripture on there. Because somebody might see it, and it might bring them comfort and peace. Right? I mean, because they'll say, no, they'll get aggravated. Not everybody gets aggravated. Some people actually enjoy scripture. We're coming into the Christmas season soon. We're coming into the what some refer to as the holiday season. And you're going to see people going out of their minds about Christmas carols, the word Christmas, wearing Christmas badges. Well, let me tell you how that's going to go over after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The National Weather Service says more than 5.4 million people are under hurricane watches or warnings as a potentially deadly Hurricane Florence barrels towards the United States. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
This storm is a monster. It's big and it's vicious.
Ed Rappaport is with the National Hurricane Center.
We think that by late Thursday into Friday, at the center will be approaching the coast and making landfall. We still expect it to be quite strong at category 3 or 4 on the scale of 5. And we have significant threats here beyond the wind. One is storm surge, and the other is rainfall.
Hurricane and tropical storm warnings are now posted for parts of the coast of Virginia and also North and South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I feel like I'm supposed to whisper over that. We are back. Right? It's one of those songs, isn't it? It's one of those, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do me a favor, will you? Stop sending me emails telling me how old the music is. You think I'm that dense? I don't know it's older music. I like it.
Because you're old.
Shut up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You married old. What are you going to tell you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-OLD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I was talking about the cheerleaders who won a major victory in court again. And, you know, we're coming up on the Christmas season. And I always love it when these people talk about how, you know, you can't say Christmas, you can't say Merry Christmas, you got to keep it out of school. No, guess what? For those of you who care and you're listening, because we're coming into it, we're going to, listen, if you go to, like, Rite Aid or one of your Walmarts or what have you, they've got one, and I sent this out on Instagram, they've got one aisle with all the Halloween garbage on there, right? Then you go to the next aisle, and they have all this Christmas stuff. Do you understand how many days before Christmas we are? That's number one. Number two is, you got, what happened to Thanksgiving? What, do you jump from Halloween to Christmas? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, this is why I tell people, don't stop fighting this stuff. Because the Supreme Court has come down and said, Jesus songs at Christmas are fine. But what ends up happening is people stop fighting it early. After five or six years of litigation trying to tell cheerleaders that they can commandeer their speech, especially on campus grounds, not allowing them to put scripture on anything, the Supreme Court went, I don't think so. This is the Texas Supreme Court, by the way. They have said that the kids have a right to free speech, or freedom of speech, which includes It's not up to, it includes. It includes them having the ability to put scriptures on these banners, tear banners or entry banners or whatever the heck they're calling them. Now, the bad part about, not the bad part, but the bad part is that they even had to fight this, because if you've seen some of the things on some of these banners in other places, if you've seen some of the stuff that the kids wear on their clothes at some of these places, it's terrible. It's just terrible. Bernie Sanders' son, did you guys know that Bernie Sanders' son was running for office? I didn't know this. Bernie Sanders' son, it was trounced on in a Dem primary. God bless America. Wonderful. Right? I guess they didn't want socialism. I'm Rudy Giuliani back, congressional candidate, seeking to make history as a New Hampshire's first black congressman, appeared poised to win the state's GOP primary on Tuesday as Senator Bernie Sanders' son was trounced by a large margin in the Democrat contest. I love this. I think this one wonderful. Right? Giuliani called Edwards a strong conservative who believes in low taxes and is a supporter of the America First agenda. The contest for the critical seat Republicans hoped to flip in November was a brutal, highly personal slugfest. Sanborn has been accused of making sexually explicit comments to a State House intern back in 2013. And isn't it funny how it always gets to that? Now, all these races, somehow, some way, the candidate has made some kind of sexually suggested comment. I'd like to know what that was, and under what circumstances. Right? And he allegedly frequently commented on an aide's dress and appearance. Sanborn has denied the accusations. This is now the new norm. You see, it used to be corruption. It used to be about you taking money, stealing money, being too close to the mafia, what have you. But now, it's all about all of it. It is now all about sexual assault. Because right away, that's probably one of the worst stigmas you could have. Well, after Billy Bob got out of the White House. Before that, it was the norm and acceptable, somehow. But when you think about that, think about this. Every one of these GOP candidates that they think they can hit with one of this, they go for it and hope that that person will back down, won't put up with the... This guy's willing to fight this, which I think is wonderful. Now, during a surreal party organized debate last month, Edwards was even asked to step off the stage amid chants and screams from supporters of both candidates after refusing to pledge to support the eventual nominee if Sanborn won the primary. Now, while the effects of Giuliani's endorsement were unclear, candidates backed by President Trump and his inner circle have proven to be a powerhouse ahead of the midterms. Look, I'm telling you, stop fighting Obama out there speaking. Stop fighting Pelosi and Wasserman Schultz and Waters from going out there and backing people. Let them go. Do you really believe that the Dem rank and file, especially the ones that voted for Trump, are going to vote in a hardcore left-wing progressive socialist? I don't. I don't see how that's going to happen. Edwards has said the president's doing one hell of a job in Washington. It's about time we had a president who understood the values of our country and stood up for our country. You know, if I hear that word presidential one more time, I'm just going to throw up on the microphone. Really. Now, there's not been an open seat in New Hampshire's first congressional district in more than 16 years, and fittingly, 16 candidates vied on Tuesday to fill it, including 11 Democrats and 5 Republicans. The district, which Fox News ranks as leaning Democrat, is considered a key potential battleground in November and a rare opportunity for the GOP to grab the seat. We'll hear from Kimberly probably on Monday as to how that went down, how that really worked out. All right, so I want to talk to you parents about this game called Momo. Now, Momo is a suicide challenge, and it's been spread on WhatsApp, which is a phone, smartphone application, and it's, I think you can get it for Android and iPhone. It's supposed to be a way for people to converse with each other, but it's become a real sinister kind of application where you can do all kinds of things on it. Now, the game is dubbed Momo. It's been spreading on WhatsApp. It promotes, it's prompting police to issue warnings about the shocking challenge. Momo is a viral challenge that asks people to add a contact via WhatsApp. They are then urged to commit self-harm or suicide. I mean, where are your kids at? Where are their heads at if they're willing to hurt themselves or even contemplate suicide? Are you paying attention to kids? You know what's going on in their heads. The game has fueled comparisons to a sinister blue whale challenge that led to reports of suicides in Russia, as well as the online fictional character of Slender Man in 2014. Two 12-year-old girls in Wisconsin attempted to kill a classmate in an attempt to please the horror character. You think that maybe there's no sense of reality anymore? Do you think that maybe some of these kids or some of these people think that they can kill themselves and then somebody will hit the reset button for them and they'll come back to life? They have, the kids have no value. And I'm not saying that like those, you know, like the kids are listening to that bad music. I mean, there's no value to oneself. There's no value to, the kids don't see any upside to themselves. So what are you parents doing about that? What are you doing to make sure that they understand that they're loved and they're cared about? The girl filmed her activities prior to hanging herself from a tree in her family's backyard. Authorities suspect that someone encouraged her to commit suicide. But even so, how does that happen? How do they fall for it? Now, Momo is described as a similar to a sinister blue whale challenge, which is believed to be a social media group that encourages people to kill themselves. Really, it's just really sick, really scary. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back with more of this right after the break.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the crime war. Drink.
We are back. Always such a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really enjoy the time that you spend with us. I really enjoy the time that you're engaged and involved in the conversation. And I got to tell you, again, you have to get involved in the conversation. You have to know what's being said. You have to know how the other side is coming at this. Because I don't understand how do you make a difference if you don't know how they think? How do you make a difference? I mean that sincerely. I'm asking the question. How do you make a difference? How do you understand where they're coming from? You can't just walk up to somebody without knowing what they believe and knowing how they came to a conclusion on something. We're going to just tell them they're an idiot? How's that going to work out for you? You think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I honestly do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of our conversation, truly being part of our solution. Now, where'd the mouse go? Never to be seen again, right? There it is. Now, the... some of you guys sent me stuff during the break that's just really sick and great at the same time. So we're talking about this WhatsApp program. Now, I've seen it. I won't say I've been part of it, because that doesn't sound right. WhatsApp is what your kids or some of your kids are using to communicate on their phones, on their smartphones. And I know some kids that are using them. I know some grown-ups that are using them. Why they use it to communicate? I really don't know, guys. I'm not one of those. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I don't get it. I don't understand what it's all about. But these guys do. They use this to communicate back and forth. They use it to talk to each other. And the kids, they want to be so liked. I don't want to say so loved, because I don't think that's it at all. They want to be so accepted. They want to be, you know, so part of everything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you see, why would you not, and I've asked parents this before, and they try to tell me that, well, the kids have a right to privacy. Well, kids tend to want to do some really stupid stuff at times, and it's up to you as a parent to kind of guide, poke a little bit, find out what's going on. Now, that particular girl filmed her activity. She hung herself because somebody encouraged her to on the WhatsApp program, and she wanted to make him or her happy. How do you get excited about making somebody else happy by killing yourself? Where is the mindset? Right? Police in Mexico say that Momo started a Facebook group where people are encouraged to communicate with an unknown telephone number. It's computer crime investigators from the Mexican state of Tabasco warned that the game is a new challenge aimed at children and young people. Now, what happened to the years and years and years we told our kids not to talk to strangers? Really? And not only that, the picture is creepy. I remember when pictures like this would drive me away from a movie or somewhere else. Now, WhatsApp has come out and said that they care deeply about the kids' safety. It said, it's easy to block a phone number, and we encourage users to report the... Why? Why don't you do the same thing that Facebook does? You put these algorithms up. If you see this picture, if you see this kind of conversation, if the word suicide crops up, shouldn't every bell and whistle known to mankind go off? I'm just asking. Again, not the smartest guy in the room. I'm just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. So I thought on the way out, because we only have a few minutes left, it is 9/11. And I thought I'd take a few minutes for some of you who may have forgotten. Some of you who are afraid or uncomfortable in going and listening and watching. I thought I'd take a few minutes so you could see and hear and understand why it's so important for you to make sure that you know what happened that day. Take a listen. If I get it working. Don't you love it?
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cops have not answered their phone. Our number one has been stabbed, and our five has been stabbed.
I am going to call from Washington. I am in a situation where American 11 is possible hijacked.
What's going on there?
The
traffic's erratic again.
The problem's very erratic. I'm working on it. There you go.
Eddie, talk to me. Eddie, are you there? Eddie?
This is the air traffic controller trying to get a hold of the plane.
Eddie?
Like the World Trade
Center. Who are you talking to?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
United 175, New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked, and things will go well, and it's not looking good. I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. So happy to find. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you, and I'll see you in Chester. Bye, babe.
Now, I'm playing this because we've all heard the news story. We've all heard Brian Gumbel going, you know, I think a plane just hit the Twin Towers. But there's a whole other world behind that. There's a whole bunch of personal stuff going on behind that.
What are those people going to do? All the other areas are blocked out.
So both towers are now.
Okay, I got an aircraft out east of the White House.
Hello?
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your town.
Yeah, stop all the parkers.
Pentagon just got hit. No for me, God damn, I can't protect my from the NCA.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking, United 93.
United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center right then.
I got some piece of dock. Keep remaining to be out of all boats.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
We're 56865. We have, I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
That's concurred. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking back and forth.
We're 56865. I advise you stay away from that aircraft. Go north as fast as you can.
United 93. Have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Honestly, I just want to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building in New York. There's lots of smoke, and he just wanted you to know that I love you.
I found the two ball folks that drive. I don't even see this in the traffic. We're not ready to die, but it's getting bad.
I'm gonna die, aren't I?
No, 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 no.
I'm gonna die.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
No.
You're gonna think positive because you
gotta
help
Isabel
to get off the floor.
I'm
now.
Dying.
A new type of war. That's what it is.
You've been listening to The Real Side.